tiny glance at effective education. Today, education is largely fraudulent. It is about the adult and not the student. This only sounds exaggerated because we became used to schools breaking their promise and doing very little for the student. For example, biology class must help the student to reliably get their hands on a microscope as soon as they know how to use it and have a need for it. They may need to keep it forever. Art class must absolutely allow the students to borrow a wall projector, and not just a cheap one. And of course, give them free art supplies, including expensive canvas and a workshop where they can make frames. Nature and outdoors are extremely important in real education, and students should section hike the great trails, like the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. They must be encouraged to revisit them throughout their life to find peace, balance, serenity, and a path back to their youth. Whatever the hell textbooks are, they must absolutely be replaced with interactive visualizations and simulations. And even before that, students will need room, time, and serenity to listen to all the world's wisest books written by clear-thinking great beings. One of the most fantastic components of real education is the massive student exchange program that helps all the students simply travel. Education correctly begins with reading, writing, and arithmetic today, but should also include painting, composing music, and programming, as these are the three big modes of expression that help spot fake education that plagues the world today. The final year before high school should begin with effective philosophy, a single semester of which would help the students out of all of their indoctrination. The more abstract subjects, beginning with high school, need to be framed by a programming language, where simple formulas solve themselves and powerful tools like visualization and simulation help the students comprehend. High school should mark the beginning of self-directed education, honoring the student's uniqueness and their noblest curiosities, and supporting their greatest aims in life. Fundamentally, a high school should be patterned after a startup accelerator, and graduation should be marked by launching a successful little business that will keep the student safe. Students must be paid for academic achievement, and that on top of a standard allowance that will keep them away from stress and poverty. This money comes from borrowing from the much improved future of humankind. Programming is the best display of what real education feels like. Every visit to a classroom makes the student more enabled, more powerful, and more capable. Lastly, there is no time to ponder why schools today are so ineffective. There is no time for blame, and there is no time for pointing fingers. Instead, you have to help your children to all that they need to learn for real. Broken schools must be distant second to their real education. all of their decision-making in life depends on real education. It must absolutely come first. Your children need a home laboratory that they can love, and with plenty of expensive and inexpensive computers on which they can follow all their tangents. They will need tutors for learning programming, art and painting, and music composition. And they will need access to narrated books, all of them, that will give them a head start in life and the much-needed real wisdom and knowledge. You need to guide your children towards building online startups that they can program themselves until they get one or two working, and then they'll take it from there.